This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Do me a favor and forget shutdowns and debt limits and sequester and all the rest of that pesky day-to-day stuff. The question in economics today, by which I mean specifically today, is what's in a price? The Nobel Prize in Economics this year went to three American economists, Robert Shiller at Yale, Eugene Fama, and Lars Peter Hansen at the University of Chicago, for their work on asset prices. That is, why we pay what we pay for everything from a share of Facebook to a ranch-style home with a two-car garage. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith explains why prices are more important now than they are ever.
At a press conference at Yale today, Nobel laureate Robert Shiller was modest.
I'm still in disbelief.
Economist Paul Kodrosky wasn't. He says it's fitting that pricing takes center stage this year.
Until you understand price in economics, you understand very little at all.
Kodrosky says price has only gotten more important. Financial markets have created all kinds of products around the prices of things. Take mortgage-backed securities, the now infamous financial products that were tied to mortgage loans.
And once you start doing that, you create all of these new correlations and new combinations.
When housing prices crashed, many mortgage-backed securities became worthless. Because those products had been sold all over the world, suddenly the price of a house in Tucson, Arizona, was of critical importance to the Italian economy, says Matthew Slaughter, an economist with Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business.
Those assets get traded all over the world, and there's a lot of financial derivatives linked to those real goods and services.
Slaughter says price is why the world is watching Congress now, hoping they will pass a budget. If not, the U.S. could default on its debts, affecting the price of the all-important Treasury bond.
In many ways, in the world economy today, the single most important asset are U.S. Treasury securities.
Treasury bonds have been seen as being totally safe. Investors, companies, and countries all over the world have bought billions of dollars worth of them as a way to guard against risk. If the U.S. defaults on its debts, says Slaughter, the value of those assets would come into question. New Nobel winner Robert Shiller doesn't think it will come to that.
It should be okay. I should add, however, I do not know the future, and I could be wrong.
If Shiller is wrong, the global economy could pay a very high price for the gridlock in Washington. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.